And a very good Tuesday evening, everybody. High school basketball is back on the air on KMEM Radio, 100.5 FM, Memphis, Missouri. And we've got a good game for you tonight. Boys and girls in action tonight. We've got Macon at Clark County. Girls are up first. It's pink out night tonight, as sports director Donnie Middleton has informed me. Raising money for breast cancer awareness, and a very, very worthy cause to be sure. So enjoy tonight's games on KMEM, Macon at Clark County, brought to you in part by these Clark County sponsors that includes Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and in Queen City. Also by the Hometown Journal weekly newspaper in Cahokia. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, with locations in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and in Cahokia. By Cahokia State Bank, their member FDIC. The Cahokia Media weekly newspaper. Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Iowa. Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. And by Cahokia State Bank and People's Bank of Wyconda, Cahokia, and Canton. It's the girls up first, Macon at Clark County, with the call of tonight's action. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Mark, and welcome everybody to Clark County High School. It is Macon and Clark County pink out night here at Clark County, and not only pink out night, but lights out night here at Clark County. So before I can get started with the starting lineups, we're going to have the Clark County Lady Indians introduced first, as they are dressed in their home pink uniforms. So the pink out night cheerleaders have pink t-shirts and black skirts. The players, pink uniforms. So here we go with Aaron Bash, I think. Versus, they don't have their usual numbers. Okay, Hope Ross came out first, then Aaron Bash. Allie Fox, she'll go around and high-five all the great skiers. And Dee Church. And so I missed one of them. Oh, Blair Webster. So they're going to turn the lights back on, hopefully. Right now, all got is a spotlight on the center circle as the Clark County ladies having their group hug in the center circle. And I'll lead the starting lineup. Here we go. For Macon, it'll be Peyton Weimer, a freshman. Emily Dawson, a junior. Brooke Weimer, a senior. Ella Barnett, a junior. And Reese Barnett, a freshman. And the late Macon Tigerettes are 8-14. And coached by Natalie Garlock. And again, for Clark County, Aaron Bash, Hope Ross, Blair Webster, Alex Fox, and D.D. Church. So here we go. D.D. Church will jump center. And it looks like Brooke Weimer will jump center, and kick is controlled by Clark County. Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. Macon comes out in a man-to-man defense. Webster gives the ball to Fox on the left wing beyond the arc. Fox with a couple of dribbles, give and go back to Hope Ross. Missed a wide-open layup. D.D. Church got it, put it back up and in. So Clark County draws first blood. Has now got to get the Barnetts and the Weimers all separated. As Reese Barnett has on the left wing. Now Peyton Weimer on the right wing. Now fast back to Reese Barnett on the right wing. Emily Dawson. Now shots put up under the basket by Brooke Weimer. No good, but the rebound comes off to Macon. They kick it over to Reese Barnett for three. No good off the heel of the rim. And a jump ball on the rebound. And alternated possession stays with Macon. So two Barnetts, two Weimers. So Peyton Weimer will inbound underneath her own basket. Peyton gets it underneath on the left block. Shot put up. It's good. And that was by Brooke Weimer. So Brooke Weimer ties this game at two. Clark County with the basketball. As they get it to Aaron Bash on the right wing. Bash in a double team. Underneath on the baseline it goes to Hope Ross. Ross couldn't hang on to the pass. By the time she corralled it, she stepped on the end line. So Macon with the basketball. And it'll be Brooke Weimer will inbound to Peyton Weimer. Peyton Weimer gives the ball to Emily Dawson on the left wing. They swing to the right wing to Peyton Weimer. At the high post, it goes to Emily Dawson. Dawson kicks it back out to Brooke Weimer on the left wing. Now the right wing goes to Peyton Weimer. Peyton to Dawson. Gives it back to Brooke on the left wing. Peyton at the high post. Dawson for three. No good. And Dee Dee Church had the rebound. Lost it. Now picked up by Aaron Bash. Tied at two. That's Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. Webster dribbles to the left side of the circle. Kicks back out to Fox on the right wing. Fox bounced past inside. Tried to go to Church. And it's stolen away. And underneath, shots put up, and it's good. And I think that was, nope, that was Reese Barnett. So Reese Barnett has 2 points. Again, Blair Webster brings it across the timeline. Bounce past to Fox on the right wing inside the arc. Now Church at the free throw line, lost a handle on the basketball. Picked up by Reese Barnett. Long pass down the right corner. Now they kick it back out to Ella Barnett. At the top of the key, to Brooke Weimer, to Reese Barnett. Now Brooke Weimer holds the ball on her hip between the two circles of direct traffic as Reese Barnett gets it down to the left corner for three, bullseye. And that was by Ella Barnett. And quickly, 7-2, making of the lead. Blair Webster gives it dotted line to Aaron Bash. B.D. Church drives the baseline in a double team. Had the ball knocked out of her hand out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath her own basket. Aaron Bash will trigger. Bash looks for somebody. Kicks it back out to Fox, top of the key. Fox down the left lane. Puts a shot up. It goes down. It counts and keeps fouled. Nice move by Allie Fox. And the foul is going to be on Brooke Weimer. That's her first. So Allie Fox has two. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Two, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Allie Fox. 7-5, making with the lead in the basketball. Peyton Weimer with the basketball. Gives it to Brooke Weimer between the two circles. About fast on the right wing. To Dawson. Dawson across the free throw line, kicks it off into the left corner for three, bullseye. That's two in a row by Ella Barnett. Makes it 10-5. Webster down the near sideline, kicks it on the left wing to Bash, and Bash walks with it. So turnover Clark County, gives it back to Macon. As Brooke Weimer will inbound to Peyton Weimer. As Peyton will bring it across the timeline. Gets it on the deep right wing. They bounce fast back to Brooke Weimer. Bad pass. Batted away by Hope Ross. Picked up by Aaron Bash. Gives it to Blair Webster. Webster finds Church. Stops. Pops from 10. No good off the left baseline. Rebound Allie Fox. Tried to go back up with it. Missed it. But she's fouled. And I think the foul may be on Reese Barnett. I'll have to wait for the scoreboard. Nope, they're going to call it on Peyton Weimer. So Peyton Weimer picks up the foul. That's her first. First shot by Fox. Spins in and out, no good. As into the ball game for Macon will come Tegan Engel. As Fox ice it, fires it, and missed it. And Engel comes off with the rebound. Gets the ball to Brooke Weimer as Brooke will take it right at D.D. Church, puts up the layup, missed it. And Allie Fox off the rebound to Blair Webster. Webster gets it down to Ross on the left block, puts the shot up, missed it. And off the rebound comes Emily Dawson. As Dawson tried to get the ball ahead and actually threw it out of bounds. So turnover Macon. Clark County with the basketball. Aaron Bash will trigger in front of the Clark County bench. Gets in the backcourt to Blair Webster. Still man-to-man defense by Macon. Webster still in the backcourt, looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody. And finally, Cameron Mack had to call a timeout. As Webster in the backcourt, Jalen has 10 seconds to cross the line. So Mack calls a timeout, 3:29 left to play in the first quarter. And it's making 10, Clark County 5, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Back at Clark County High School, inbounds pass to Allie Fox. She went to the left lane, tried to get it to Church. Church was tied up, alternating possession back to Clark County. So Aaron Bash will trigger. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to D.D. Church, the dotted line, right at angle off glass, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Peyton Weimer. As Peyton Weimer had the ball stolen away by Hope Ross, loose on the floor, picked up by Bash to Webster. Ahead it goes to Fox. Fox kicks it back out to Webster. She'll try a three. On the way, no good. And Tegan Engel off of the rebound from Aiken. Here comes Brooke Weimer. And she double dribbled the basketball. She was guarded by Hope Ross. As into the ball game will come Evan Howell. And out of the ball game, I think Peyton Weimer may be set down. So Blair Webster between the two circles, bounce pass to Fox from the right wing. Fox tried to get it inside to Church. Ball was kicked by Peyton Weimer, still in the ball game. The kick by Peyton goes out of bounds, so it'll be Clark County basketball as Bash will inbound to Hope Ross. The three on the way off the heel of the rim, no good. And make it off the rebound. Brooke Weimer in a hurry. Brings it across the timeline. Takes it right at Church. Now pulls up. Kicks it back out to Howell. Howell had it put back in her face. She throws up an air ball. And off the rebound, Allie Fox to Blair Webster. As Webster will bring it across the timeline. Webster at the top of the key. Gives it to Ross on the right wing. To Church on the right lane. Church turns. Puts it off glass. Missed it. And Engel comes off the rebound. Engel gives it to Peyton Weimer. Now Brooke Weimer. As Brooke has it between the two circles. Clark County at a 1-3-1 zone. Three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. 10-5. Making with the lead. 1:58 left to play in the first quarter. So Hope Ross will check out. And Carly Pearl will check in. Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline to the Lady Indians. Webster between the two circles, picks up her dribble, looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Kaylee Yates on the right wing. Now Pearl in the right corner to Yates. Back to Fox between the two circles. Pearl on the right wing. Webster has it top of the key. Webster bounce pass to Yates on the right wing. Try to skip it over to Pearl. Intercepted by Hal. You get it underneath and she walked and got by with it. That was Reese Barnett. And they're going to call it on the floor and the foul is going to be on 20. Kylie Yates. So Kylie Yates picks up the foul. Macon will inbound underneath their own basket as Reese Barnett to trigger. Gets the ball out to Brooke Weimer on the right wing. Barnett, the right corner for three. Bounces around, no good. Engel with the rebound, puts it back up and in. Deegan Engel with 2 points. 12-5, making with the lead as Webster across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce past the Pearl. Deep right wing. Now Yates in the right corner, and Yates can hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. It'll be making basketball. As Maya Johnson will check in. D.D. Church will check out. 1:04 left to play in the first quarter. Reese Barnett with the basketball. Gets it over to Ella Barnett. Inside to Ingles. Brings it back out to the right side of the circle. Three-pointer on the way. No good out of the left corner. Rebound tipped around. Brooke Weimer comes away with it. As Weimer has it between the two circles. Weimer still with the dribble, guarded by Yates. Now she gets the ball to Reese Barnett, left side of the circle. Another three on the way. Bullseye. Three threes for Ella Barnett. She has nine, and it's 15-5. Making with the lead. Here comes Blair Webster. Carly Pearl on the left wing. Inside to Allie Fox. Kicks it back out to Yates, top of the key. She'll dribble out to the right wing. Gets it back to Webster at the timeline. Webster picks up the dribble. Bad pass, and it's stolen away by Macon. As we get it to Howe. Now Brooke Weimer for three. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Macon 15, Clark County 5. Back in a moment. This is KNM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Clark County High School. We start the second quarter of this girls' game. Macon on top, 15-5. And Macon will have the basketball. Ella Barnett will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Peyton Weimer. Weimer will bring it across the timeline. As Clark County is going to go man-to-man. Dawson back in the ball game on the right wing. Kicks it to Brooke Weimer. She dribbles to the right wing. Hands the ball off. To Reese Barnett. As Barnett out between the two circles. Now Dawson has it on the left wing. Dawson left side of the circle to Reese Barnett. Now Peyton Weimer to Brooke Weimer. Gives it to Ella Barnett. Shots on the way. Pinballs in and out. No good from three. And Hope Ross off the rebound. Gives the ball to Carly Pearl. Pearl across the timeline to find Bash on the left wing. That's Bash. Will dribble to the free throw line, lost the handle on the basketball. Dawson almost had it, but he picked up by Hope Ross, gives it to Kaylee Yates. Back to Pearl. Pearl to Bash on the left wing, beyond the arc. Bash kicks it back out to Maya Johnson around the top of the horn, to Pearl around the top of the key. To Yates, gives it back to Bash, left side of the circle. Bash on the dotted line, puts it up, got it. Aaron Bash with 2 points. 15-7, making with the lead in basketball. As Peyton Weimer gives it to Dawson on the right wing. Dawson tried to go inside to Ella Barnett, batted back in the face, and now a little 5-foot jumper off the baseline. No good by Peyton Weimer. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Reese Barnett. Yep, it will be. So Reese, that's Ella. Same family, wrong kid. So Ella Barnett picks up her first foul. Carly Pearl brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Ross in the right corner. Ross to the right side of the circle to Yates. Now Pearl on the left wing. Hope Ross. Ross kicks it back out to Johnson from 15. No good. Left it short. And Brooke Weimer off the rebound. Weimer brings it across the timeline. gets it to Reese Barnett. She dribbles to the left wing. Now reverse dribble back top of the key to Peyton Weimer on the right side of the circle beyond the arc. Now Weimer across the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Dawson between the two circles. Dawson gives it to Reese Barnett on the right wing. Now the right side of the circle. Out pops Ella Barnett as she gives the ball to Dawson on the left wing. Kicks it back to Brooke Weimer. Now Peyton Weimer on the right wing to the right side of the circle. Inside it goes to Brooke Weimer. To Peyton Weimer for three. Bullseye. 3 points for Peyton Weimer. Makes it 18-7, making with the lead. Here comes Carly Pearl across the timeline, tried to bounce past the Hope Ross. Batted out of bounds by Brooke Weimer. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds as Powell will check back in. And also coming to the ball game, Allie Foster. Yep, number three is Allie Foster. Howell is number 24. And the inbound pass goes to Yates in the right corner. Bad pass to Hope Ross. Stolen away by Howell. Howell kicks it back out to Ella Barnett. Barnett gives it to Peyton Weimer between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. As Reese Barnett takes it to the top of the key. Ella Barnett gives it along the baseline to Peyton Weimer. And she missed a shot and drew the foul. So Peyton Weimer will go to the line to shoot a pair. As we'll see, the foul's going to be on. And I think she's going to call it on Kaylee Yates. So Peyton Weimer with three, looking for four. Shot up, got it. 4 points for Peyton Weimer. D.D. Church will check in. Yates will set down. 4:44 left to play in the first half. 19-7. Making the lead as Weimer four, looking for five. Pinballs in and out, no good. Aaron Bash off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Carly Pearl. Pearl brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Picks up the dribble, which was somebody throw it to. Gets it inside to Church. Church off, Glass got it. 4 points for D.D. Church. 10 points, making lead 19-9. 4:20 left to play in the first half. As Reese Barnett between the two circles, tried to force it inside, batted back out, or picks it up, gives it to Peyton, and that's not Peyton Weimer, that's Foster. Foster now gives it to Peyton Weimer on the right wing. Peyton Weimer down in the right corner. That was Ella Barnett. Now Peyton Weimer gets it back, gets it inside to Barnett. Barnett will try a three on the way. Bullseye! She has four threes. That's Ella Barnett. She has 12. Here comes Carly Pearl for Clark County at the top of the key. In the left corner, Hope Ross. Goes inside to Johnson. Johnson is double team. Throws up a shot. No good. Ball's loose. Picked up by Carly Pearl in the right corner. Dribbles out to the right wing. Gets it inside to Johnson. Johnson puts up the shot. Blocked. And out with it comes Reese Barnett. Gets it inside to Foster, and a whistle and a foul. So let me see the foul. It's going to be against Clark County. Waiting for the scoreboard to tell me. They still haven't told me. Number 22, Carly Pearl. So Pearl picks up the foul. That's her first. As Allie Fox back in the ball game. Blair Webster back in the ball game for Clark County. And it'll be Brooke Weimer to inbound underneath her own basket. As Weimer slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Reese Barnett in the left corner, dribbles out to the left wing. Now dribbles out between the two circles. Gives the ball to Brooke Weimer deep left wing. Weimer holds on to it. She's guarded by Allie Fox. As Fox knocks the ball away, that is picked up in the backcourt by Foster. Foster will bring it across the timeline. And tried to jump, and Howell, it was knocked loose. Howell picked it up, put it back up and in from 15. She has two. Blair Webster to the top of the key to Allie Fox. Fox guarded by Howell between the two circles. Look for somebody to throw it to. Finds Webster between the two circles. Webster to Hope Roth, the top of the key. Aaron Bash in the left corner. Bash drives the baseline, puts up a little 5-foot jumper, got it. 4 points for Aaron Bash, 24-11. Making with the lead, 2:20 left to play in the first half. Across the timeline, Reese Barnett gives it to Brooke Weimer. Now Howell between the two circles. Howell will try a three, no good. And Bash comes off the rebound. Bash to Blair Webster. Webster tries one from the right wing, no good. And off of the rebound, Brooke Weimer, and a whistle of a foul. The foul is going to be on Aaron Bash. So Bash picks up her first foul. As back in the ball game will come Peyton Weimer, also Dawson back in. Howell will set down. 1:57 left to play in the first half. Brooke Weimer gets it into Foster. As Foster between the two circles, finds Dawson on the right wing, little top of the key. Engel has it on the left side of the circle. Now Dawson stops, pops, and 15, got it. Emily Dawson with 2 points. 26-11. Here comes Blair Webster in a hurry. Church in the right corner will try a three. High arching shot, bullseye. 7 points for D.D. Church. As Olivia Miller gets set to check in for Clark County. Dawson on the right wing to the top of the key to Engel. Underneath, shots put up. No good by Brooke Weimer. And off the rebound, Allie Fox to Hope Ross on the right wing. Fox between the two circles to Hope Ross. Try to force it inside. Battle away, picked up by Ross. Allie Fox will take it down to the left leg. Puts up a shot. No good. Engel with the rebound to Brooke Weimer. As Weimer motors across the timeline. Weimer to the top of the key. Still with the dribble. She directs traffic. Now around a pick set by Engel. Takes it underneath the basket. Dawson will drive the baseline. Lost the ball. Now it's loose on the floor. Jump ball. Alternating possession. Comes back to Clark County. Olivia Miller will check in. Aaron Bash will check out. 37 seconds left to play in the first half. So Allie Fox gives pressure. Will inbound to Webster. And Webster had it knocked out of her hand. Out of bounds by Dawson. So we go again. Allie Fox will try to inbound. Gets it into Webster. Blair Webster flies across the timeline to Miller at the free throw line. Webster left wing. Church on the left baseline. Skips it over to Miller on the right wing. Now Fox between the two circles. As Fox takes it left side of the circle to the left lane. Throws up the shot. Missed it. Wouldn't go down. Brooke Weimer off the rebound. Weimer tried to get it underneath to Dawson. And Blair Webster knocked the pass out of bounds. So 7.2 seconds left to play in the first half. Macon will inbound underneath their own basket, leading 26-14. Dawson inbounds to Engel. Now they get it to Foster. Foster to Peyton Weimer. As Peyton throws up the shot, wouldn't have counted had it gone. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Macon 26, Clark County 14. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Missouri Net News, I'm Anthony Morbeth. The Missouri Senate Committee has voted in favor of a bill that would ban school workers from discussing sexual orientation and gender identity with students. The exemption is if the employee is a licensed medical health provider with prior permission from parents. State Senator Greg Razor, who is openly gay, says students need an adult they trust to talk to about their sexual orientation and gender identity.
What this bill does is say, kids, if you have questions, keep your mouths shut. just sit there, fall into a depression. Do not go to anyone.
The Senate could debate the bill at any time. The State House of Representatives has officially congratulated the Chiefs on their Super Bowl victory. State Representative Sherry Gallick.
I am thrilled that the Kansas City Chiefs have secured the Lombardi Trophy, and they will be bringing that back home. I am grateful for the Hunt family and that the Chiefs decided to relocate from Texas to Kansas City.
This is Missouri Net.
Now may be a good time to have an important conversation with your child. 86% of parents talk with their children about personal boundaries.
My body is my own.
For tips and resources on how to make the most of these conversations with your child, visit somethingweagreeon.org. That's somethingweagreeon.org. Everyday conversations help prevent child sexual abuse. This message brought to you by the Children's Trust Fund.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Inside a dimly lit room at the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, a motion sensor triggers a recording, and a voice fills the room.
Suddenly, there was a sharp, loud report. A shot.
It's the voice of Lady Bird Johnson, the wife of Lyndon Johnson.
He wants to get out. There is no way out.
Lady Bird recorded her entire experience in the White House. Hours and hours of tape that almost no one has ever heard. And those tapes, they end up rewriting history. This is a story about one of the most influential members of the administration, even if we never knew it.
I wrote out for Lyndon about a 9-page analysis of what I thought his situation was.
From Best Case Studios and ABC Audio, listen to In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson, available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Four people in.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We're halftime of the girls' game, and Macon leading Clark County 26-14. Taking a look at the first half scoring for Macon. Peyton Weimer with 4 points. Emily Dawson with two. Brooke Weimer with 2 points. Ella Barnett with 12. Reese Barnett with two. Evan Howe with 2 points, and Tegan Engel with 2 points. For Clark County, Aaron Bash with four, Allie Fox with three, and D.D. Church with seven. Macon jumped out 15-5 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark County 11-9 in the second quarter, and the Tigerettes lead here at halftime 26-14. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahoka is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Missouri Net Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. A couple of weeks ago, Mizzou basketball was ranked 26th, just outside the top 25. Then they dropped. Now they are back to 26th, just outside the rankings, after their thrilling one-point win over 6th-ranked Tennessee. Another tough one tonight at 6 o'clock. And anytime you face Bruce Pearl in Auburn, it's going to be a tough one. Head coach Dennis Gates.
Bruce Pearl has done a tremendous job at Auburn. And his teams have replicated year in and year out unbelievable records and games. So I just think they pose a problem because they're at home, but also they're a very good team.
Today, the Cardinals announced that they've extended the contract of John Mozeliak, president of baseball ops, through 2025. Mozeliak is 54. He's the longest tenured ops manager in the National League. The Cardinals have had 15 straight winning seasons, tying the franchise record. They should break it this year. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their 3 branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all 3 locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes, like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
My dentist said I had to see an oral and maxillofacial surgeon because my wisdom teeth were impacted. I got them out and had an uneventful recovery.
The pain was becoming unbearable. I didn't know that the roots of wisdom teeth can lengthen and become entangled around the nerves in the lower jaw. My surgery was more complicated, and I had to reschedule my family vacation.
One of my wisdom teeth never came all the way in. In my 30s, it started to hurt a lot. It was infected. My recovery took a week.
I had a cyst around my impacted wisdom tooth. I was referred to an OMS to have it removed. I was so worried. I wish I would have taken care of this when I was younger.
Some things get better with age.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Lady and End Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As we get set to start the second half, Macon on top, 26-14, and Macon will have the basketball as Howell will inbound on the near sideline. Clark County will come out. It looks like they're going to go man-to-man as Peyton Weimer across the timeline. Gets it down the middle. Shots put up by Barnett. Missed a wide-open layup after hitting 4 threes. She missed one from 5 feet. And rebound, tied up, jump ball. So alternating possession back to Clark County. Webster will bring it across the timeline as she's guarded by Ella Barnett. Finds Fox on the right wing as Fox dribbles to the top of the key. Fox gets it underneath to Hope Ross. Puts up the shot, missed it, a little off balance. And Brooke Weimer comes off the rebound. Gets the ball to Ella Barnett. Now three on the way, bullseye, Peyton Weimer. She has seven. And it's 29-14 as Webster to the left side of the circle. Kicks it in the left corner to Aaron Bash. Bash gives it back to Webster. Webster has it between the two circles. Webster gets it to Church on the right side of the circle. Church dribbles to the left side of the circle. Hands it off to Bash. Bash back to Fox. Now on the left block, Church lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Brooke Weimer. As Weimer to Ella Reese between the two circles. Now Peyton Weimer between the two circles. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Peyton Weimer to Brooke Weimer on the deep right wing. Kicks it out to Howell at the top of the key. Now Peyton Weimer sees an opening, takes it along the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it, but the foul's going to be on Blair Webster, and that's her first. So first foul on Blair Webster. They call it on the floor, so Peyton Weimer will inbound underneath her own basket. Peyton Weimer looks, gets it out to Ella Reese. Reese is all right in the backcourt. Reese bounced fast across the timeline to Howell between the two circles. Howell underneath, it goes to Ella Reese. Puts up the shot. No good. And off the rebound, Blair Webster to Bash. Bash puts up a little five-foot jumper. It was blocked as she went on a dribble drive off the right wing. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Bash to Trigger. Gets it out to Webster. Now Fox at the top of the key. Fox gets it back out to Webster. She backs out between the two circles. Gets it to Bash on the left wing. Bash tried to get it inside to Ross, to right to Brooke Weimer, and Brooke takes it right to the hoop, puts it up, rejected by D.D. Church. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Macon basketball. Peyton Weimer to inbound. Weimer gets the ball to Reese Barnett in the left corner. Reese Barnett drives the baseline, scoops up a little five-footer and got it. 4 points for Reese Barnett. 31-14, making with the lead. Clark County with basketball. Webster to the left side of the circle to Bash on the left wing. Now Church on the right wing. Church tried to get it to Webster and threw it behind Webster and it goes out of bounds. And now a timeout on the floor. 5:25 left to play in the third quarter. Macon 31, Clark County 14. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Because my wisdom teeth were impacted, I got them out and had an uneventful recovery.
The pain was becoming unbearable. I didn't know that the roots of wisdom teeth can lengthen and become entangled around the nerves in the lower jaw. My surgery was more complicated, and I had to reschedule my family vacation.
One of my wisdom teeth never came all the way in. In my 30s, it started to hurt a lot. It was infected. My recovery took a week.
I had a cyst around my impacted wisdom tooth. I was referred to an OMS to have it removed. I was so worried. I wish I would have taken care of this when I was younger.
Some things get better with age. Your wisdom teeth are not one of them. Make an appointment with an oral and maxillofacial surgeon today to evaluate your wisdom teeth. When caring for your wisdom teeth, pain-free does not necessarily mean disease-free. Visit myoms.org to find an OMS near you.
.525 left to play in the third quarter. 31-14, Macon with the lead. And the basketball across the timeline, Peyton Weimer. Weimer dribbles to the right wing. Now across the free throw line to Howell on the left wing. In the left corner to Ella Barnett. Backs off between the two circles, still with the dribble. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Brooke Weimer has it on the left wing. Weimer dribbles to the top of the key, lost the ball, but picked up by Peyton Weimer. And Peyton backs off between the two circles. It's Peyton Weimer, Sibrick Weimer on the right wing. Out to Howell. Howell to Peyton Weimer, almost lost it. Now Peyton Weimer, little five-foot runner, no good. And Hope Ross off the rebound. To Blair Webster. Webster brings it across the timeline. Webster takes us to the top of the key. Now Hope Ross. Ross throws it out of bounds. So she was on the right block, tried to find somebody in the left corner, and threw it right into the Clark County bench. As Dawson will check back in, Reese Barnett will check out, and I'm thinking Peyton Weimer maybe checked out. She didn't. She's got the ball. Brooke Weimer will try a three on the way. No good. Howell with the rebound. Tried to put up a shot. Missed it. But the rebound, Dawson, tried to get it back out to Weimer. Stolen away by D.D. Church. Church gives it to Webster. Webster fans back out to the right wing. Dribbles out between the two circles. As Webster, guarded by Dawson at the top of the key. Now pass to Fox. Fox on the right wing beyond the arc. Gets it inside to Church. Church in a triple team. She's tied up. And alternating possession comes back to Macon. So Brooke Weimer will inbound to Peyton Weimer. As Peyton still walking across the timeline. 3:43 left to play in the third quarter. Peyton Weimer gives it to Brooke Weimer on the left wing. Angle back in the ball game. Skips it over to Peyton Weimer on the left, right side of the circle. Now Brooke Weimer on the right wing, dribbles down in the right corner. Back to Peyton Weimer, brings it out between the two circles. To Brooke Weimer on the deep right wing. Brooke Weimer to the top of the key. Now Howell gives it to Peyton Weimer on the left wing. She dribbles out top of the key. Now Engel pops out between the two circles. Dawson on the right wing. Dawson to the top of the key, lost it, picks it back up, gives it underneath the angle, puts up the shot, missed it. O'Reilly Fox, and outlet pass from Church goes to Bash. Bash right side of the circle, gets it to D.D. Church. Church takes it right, and Engel puts up the shot, missed it, and the foul is going to be on Tegan Engel. So Tegan Engel picks up the foul. That's her first. It was, well, evidently on the floor. Back in the ball game, Carly Pearl and Allie Fox will set down. So Macon will inbound. Nope, Clark County. That's Bash. Gets it to Church. Free throw line. Hope Ross for three. Over. So Hope Ross with 3 points. Makes it 31-17. As Peyton Weimer to Engel, give and go to Brooke Weimer, saved inbounds to Howell, puts up the shot off the left baseline, no good. And Bash off the rebound to Carly Pearl. As Pearl still in the backcourt, looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody in a 10-second call. Well, just before the 10-second call, Cameron Mack calls a timeout. 2:17 left to play in the third quarter. Making 31, Clark County 17, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Macon with the lead as Clark County will have the basketball as Olivia Miller checks in for the Lady Indian. She'll inbound right in front of the Macon bench. So Miller against Frazier, looks for somebody, still looks. Now gets it in to Carly Pearl. As Pearl in the backcourt, guarded by Peyton Weimer, brings it across the timeline to the left wing. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. gets it over to church. He sees an opening, takes it right down to the white block, lost the handle on the basketball, and stolen away by Brooke Weimer. Weimer gets it to Peyton Weimer between the two circles. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter. And now Peyton Weimer walked with it. So it'll be Clark County basketball. As Olivia Miller will inbound. As Miller against pressure by Macon. Miller looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. Finally gets it into Aaron Bash. As Bash walks, tried to walk through a double team. So it'll be Macon basketball. 1:47 left to play in the third quarter. Brooke Weimer. Now we got to wait for Aaron Bash to tie her shoelace. Now we'll do it all again. So Aaron Bash is set. Kaylee Yates will check in, and Hope Ross will set down. 31-17. We've been stuck on that, seems like, for a long time. Peyton Weimer brings it across the timeline. As Weimer bounced past the Engel, right side of the circle. Hands the ball off to Peyton Weimer and stolen away by Carly Pearl. As Pearl looks for help, gets it to Yates. And Yates will bring it across the timeline. Yates bounced past the church. Dotted line, kicks it out to Aaron Bash for three on the way. No good. And off the rebound is Dawson. Dawson gets it out to Peyton Weimer, or is that Foster? Maybe Foster. That's Peyton Weimer there, so it's Foster on the other side. Whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Aaron Bash, and that's her second. So second foul on Aaron Bash. D.D. Church checks out. And Maya Johnson checks back in. As Brooke Weimer inbounds in the backcourt to Peyton Weimer. Peyton Weimer across the timeline, Clark County, and man-to-man as Dawson takes a dribble drive off the baseline, puts up a little five-foot floater, no good. And off the rebound, Carly Pearl gets it to Yates. As Yates has it on the right wing. A whistle and a foul. And I think the foul's going to be on Brooke Weimer. And it will be. That's her second. So Allie Fox will check in. Reese Barnett will check back in for Macon. Also, Howell checks back in for Macon. And Ella Barnett checks back in. Yates gets it underneath to Johnson for some shot, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Reese Barnett. As Reese will bring it across the timeline. Down to 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Reese Barnett between the two circles to Peyton Weimer around the top of the key. Howell on the right wing and the right corner to Ella Barnett. As Ella to the right lane. And what do we have? As Macon called a timeout. 19 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 31-17. Macon with the lead back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Back at Clark County High School, Macon with the basketball. Peyton Weimer between the two circles to Howell to the left wing. It goes to Reese Barnett. Now Foster at the top of the key. Peyton Weimer in the right corner. Back to the right wing, underneath the Howell, little five-footer, missed it. And Olivia Miller off the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Macon 31, Clark County 17, back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old.
You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC. You don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A wind advisory continues until 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 37, southwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. High of 42 tomorrow, cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation 24. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 50.
Back in Clark County High School, we start the fourth quarter of this girls' game. Macon leading Clark County 31-17 as Macon outscored Clark County in the third quarter 5-3. So that's why I thought we'd been stuck on 31-17 for a long time. Olivia Miller with the basketball, almost fell down, gets the ball to Allie Fox. Fox tried to get it back to Pearl and threw it right to Brooke Weimer. As Weimer brings it across the timeline. Three-pointer out of the corner, no good by Ella Barnett. Rebound putback, no good. And finally, Clark County's Kaylee Yates comes away with it. Gives the ball to Pearl. As Pearl dribbles to inside the arc on the right wing to Miller on the right baseline. Miller kicks the ball back to Allie Fox. Fox has it at the top of the key. Still man-to-man defense by Macon. Fox takes it around Peyton Weimer, and I think Peyton Weimer is going to pick up the foul. And she will. So Peyton Weimer, that's her second. So Clark County will inbound underneath their own basket. Olivia Miller will trigger. Miller slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody, gets the ball out to Yates. Yates, free throw line. Now Maya Johnson got it from 15. 2 points for Maya Johnson. Makes it 31-19. Macon with the lead and the basketball. As Peyton Weimer gets it down in the corner. Now Brooke Weimer with the basketball. Spin move to the basket. Puts a shot up. Missed it. And Allie Fox comes off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. I think Peyton Weimer just picked up her third foul. Yes, she did. So three fouls on Peyton Weimer. Now full court pressure by Macon. As Fox looks for somebody, tried to get it to Miller. Stolen away by Weimer, and she walked with it. So Peyton Weimer took about four extra steps, so it'll go back to Clark County. Miller will inbound to Yates. Yates gets it ahead to Pearl. Pearl across the timeline. Pulls up on the right wing, gets back to Yates between the two circles. And she just airmailed a pass over the head of Allie Fox and out of bounds. So Blair Webster will check in. Olivia Miller will set down. Macon with the basketball. Peyton Weimer will bring it across the timeline. Weimer bounced past to Brooke Weimer. On the right wing, no, that was Reese Barnett. Now the left wing, Peyton Weimer, she walked again. I'd say, well, they're not going to take Peyton out. Back for Clark County. Yates goes out, and Hope Ross checks in. Pressure by Macon. Blair Webster brings it across the timeline. She's guarded by Reese Barnett. Now to give it to Hope Ross. Down the paint, puts it up. It goes down. It counts. She's fouled. And she'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And I think it's going to be on Ella Barnett. Yes, it will. So Ella Barnett picks up her second foul. Ross's free throw up. Got it. 6 points for Hope Ross. 31-22. Clark County making a little comeback. Still a lot of time left. 6 minutes to go. As Peyton Weimer has it between the two circles. Kicks it off in the left corner to Dawson. Dawson basically, who plays it up? It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. 4 points for Dawson, and the foul's going to be on Maya Johnson. So Johnson picks up the foul. That's her first. And at the line, Emily Dawson. She has 4 looking for 5. Shots up. Pinballs in and out. No good. Johnson off the rebound. Johnson gives it to Webster. Webster across the timeline to Fox. Fox across the free throw line. Throws up the shot off glass. No good. And Pearl off the rebound. Now 3 on the way by Webster. No good. Foster comes off with it. Foster gets the ball to Ella Barnett. Now we go back to Brooke Weimer. Weimer kicks it to Ella Barnett for 3. No good, but Foster with a rebound. Her put back, no good, but a whistle and a foul. It may be on Johnson again. Well, don't think so. I think it's going to be on Hope Ross. Nope, it's going to be on Blair Webster. So Webster picks up her second foul. First shot up, got it. Goes up for Allie Foster. That's her first points of the ball game. 34-22, making with the lead. As Foster 1, looking for 2. Shots up, missed it. And Webster comes off the rebound. Webster lost the ball, picked up by Brooke Weimer. Weimer to Foster in the left corner. It goes to Ella Barnett. Now they get it back out to Brooke Weimer between the two circles. It's Brooke Weimer around the top of the key to Foster. They give it to Reese Barnett across the free throw line, lost the ball, stolen away by Carly Pearl. Pearl gets it to Hope Ross in the left corner. Ross will take it to the hoop, hooks up a shot, missed it, partially blocked by Reese Barnett. And here comes Macon down the far sideline. Peyton Weimer in the right corner, fans out to the right wing. To Brooke Weimer between the two circles. As Brooke Weimer has it, gives it to Peyton Weimer on the right wing. As Peyton with the basketball, kicks it back out to Barnett for 3. No good. Foster with the rebound. He puts back, rejected. Then it'll be making basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Dawson will check back in. Reese Barnett will check out. 4:17 left to play in the ball game. Brooke Weimer underneath her own basket. Slaps the basketball, gets it. Tried to get it underneath to Ella Barnett. Slapped out of bounds by Clark County. So Brooke Weimer again will inbound underneath her own basket. Now D.D. Church will check in, and Carly Pearl will check out. So Brooke Weimer, bounce pass to Barnett in the left corner, gets it back to Foster, over to Brooke Weimer on the right wing. As Brooke, guarded by Webster, kicks it back out to Peyton Weimer. As Peyton kicks it back out for 3 to Dawson, bullseye. Emily Dawson with 7 points, 37-22, making with the lead. Blair Webster with the basketball, hands it off to Johnson. Now Webster between the two circles. As Webster picks up her dribble, tried to bounce past the church and passed it out of bounds. So turnover, Clark County. Macon gets it back. 3:39 left to play in the ball game. Brooke Weimer gets the ball in to Peyton Weimer. Back to Dawson on the left wing. In the left corner to Brooke Weimer. To Foster. Foster takes it down the left lane. Throws up a little shot. No good. But Reese with the rebound. Now Peyton Weimer for 3. Bullseye. 10 points for Peyton Weimer. And it's 40-22. Now the inbound pass was stolen by Dawson. Dawson will wait for help. As it between the two circles to Peyton Weimer on the right wing. As Peyton Weimer dribbles the ball in the paint, knocked away, picked up by Aaron Bash. As Bash takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. So Aaron Bash will go to the line. She'll shoot two shots. We'll see. The foul's going to be on Brooke Weimer. So Brooke Weimer just picked up her third foul. Aaron Bash, first free throw up, left a little bit short. 2:51 left to play in the ball game. 40-22 as Engel checks in. Also, Reese Barnett will check in. Ella Barnett probably done for the night. Next shot by Aaron Bash is good. She has five. Makes it 40-23. Making with the basketball as Barnett gets in the corner to Dawson. Dawson tried to get inside to Engel. Good old Engel's heading out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Pressure by Macon. As with the basketball is Briley Schaefer. Now it's stolen away. Shot put up from 15. Pinch spins in and out. Brooke Weimer with a rebound. And she gets it out to Dawson. And Dawson has it between the two circles. Brooke Weimer, still man-to-man defense by Clark County. And Weimer hands it to Dawson between the two circles. Dawson, guarded by Schaefer. To Foster. And now, dribble drive underneath the basket to Reese Barnett, puts it up and in. 6 points for Reese Barnett, 42-23. As with the basketball is Ava McKay. As of now, Ava McKay tried to find Schaefer and threw the ball out of bounds. So Olivia Miller will check in. Kaylee Yates will check in. Bash and Church both check out. And now Macon is going to make a line change. They're just going to clear the bench. As coming in from Macon, I think Maya Slacker. For one, if that's, yep, Slacker is going to inbound the basketball. And the Turrells, I see their numbers. That looks like to me, well, I can't tell. That's zero, so that would be Taylen Snyder. Snyder gives the ball to Maya Pageant. Pageant swings it around. Now Pageant with the basketball to Slacker. And Slacker tried to make a move with the basketball. She's tripped up by Maya Johnson, and Johnson's going to pick up her second personal foul on the floor. So they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Shot from three, air ball off the left wing. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Clark County. So Snyder underneath their own basket will inbound. Shot put up, no good. Slacker puts it back up, no good. Put up again, no good. Fourth try, no good. Finally, Yates comes away with it. Yates waits for help. Gets it over to Ava McKay. As Ava has the ball just taken right out of her hands. Now we have a whistle and a foul. That was going to be on number 24, that would be Yates. No, it's going to be on Ava McKay. So Ava McKay picks up her first foul. Macon with the basketball. Maya Pageant tried to work it inside. This does get it inside to McKenzie Hossel. Or Hessel, rather. And it's knocked out of bounds. So Snyder will inbound underneath her own basket again for the Tigerettes. Looks for somebody. Gets it on the right block. Shots put up, no good. That was by Hessel. And the rebound comes out to Macon. Now Slacker has it on the left baseline. And she kicks it back out. Gives the ball to Pageant. Pageant is free throw line. Ball goes inside. Shots put up. It's good. And as soon as I catch a number, it looks like number 21. And I don't have it. 31, maybe. So McKenzie Hessel is the one that made the shot. And it's 44-23. Getting just a little bit sloppy right now in the last 15 seconds of this ball game. As Snyder dribbles the free throw line, she's tied up by Yates. Alternating possession comes back to Clark County. As Riley Schaefer will inbound, gets it to Ava McKay. McKay brings it across the timeline, gets it to Yates on the left wing. Yates lost the ball, now gets it back to Olivia Miller. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Macon 44, Clark County 23. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
From going to soccer games.
Mom, take the ball.
For 43 years, Iranian women have fought back.
Police pushed us.
Troops.
This is their story.
The joy was forbidden.
What is the meaning of that?
That is how they control you.
I'm Shimol Yai. Listen to the new 30 for 30 podcast, Pink Card. Available now.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Join us in-store for free giveaways, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. This month, stop by for fun events like our two-day Super Bowl prep party and our Valentine's-themed kids workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's the final as the Macon Tigerettes win their ninth game of the year by defeating Clark County 44-23. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Macon. Peyton Weimer with 10 points. Allie Foster with one. Emily Dawson with seven. Brooke Weimer with 2 points. Ella Barnett with 12. Reese Barnett with six. Evan Howell with 2 points. Deacon Engel with two. And McKenzie Heffel with 2 points. For Clark County, Hope Ross with six. Aaron Bash with five. Allie Fox with three. Maya Johnson with two. And D.D. Church with seven. Macon jumped out 15-5 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark 11-9 in the second quarter. And Macon led 26-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Macon outscored Clark 5-3. Macon led 31-17 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Macon outscoring Clark 13-6, and the Tigerettes won it 44-23. Macon improves to 9-14. Clark County girls 3-18. And coming up, the boys' turn, and Mark will have that one back in about 11 minutes. This is KMM Sports.